This is part two of the Loco Look Back, the journey of Una 4. Hey Loco Sports fans, my name is Wes Kerr. Welcome to part two of the Loco Look Back, the story of Puna Ford's road from Hilton Island to Seattle. Last week, we explored Puna's legendary Hilton Island High School career under head coach B.J. Payne. Now we turn our attention to his college days with Puna's lead recruiter and former Texas linebackers coach Brian John Marie, who now works for the Tennessee program. After a spectacular career at Hilton Island High under head coach B.J. Payne, Puna had earned his opportunity to take his game to the highest tier of college football. The offers came flying in after his junior year, and it was shaping up to be one of the most anticipated college decisions ever by a Hilton head Seahawk. After visiting several schools on his coach's tour to Payne, the Seahawk star narrowed down his choices and found his home at the University of Louisville. When Charlie Strong took the Texas job in early 2014, Puna decided to follow the head coach and his lead recruiter, Brian John Marie, to Austin.
Well, it started, we were at the University of Louisville, and Coach Payne, who does an unbelievable job of taking his kids around the country, brought him to our camp at the University of Louisville. And, he did a great job. He was still a little raw, but you could see the athletic ability and, the power that he possessed. So he kind of got on our radar there. And then, his recruiting really took off, during his senior year. And, he actually was committed to us at the University of Louisville first. And then when we went to the University of Texas, he was too big of a piece. Even though we were going across the country, we felt like we wanted to bring him to Texas with us.
Not too long after Puna arrived for the start of his Texas career, the freshman showed off his remarkable and versatile set of skills. He may play the role of a defensive tackle, but John Marie saw him with the athleticism of a linebacker. The prototypical height of a defensive lineman wasn't there, but his wingspan and explosiveness at the snap more than made up for it.
I think when we first saw Puna, he was in that 265, 270 range going into his senior year, and you just saw a kid who moves like a linebacker that was playing D-line. The other thing is, people probably always discredited some of his ability because of his height. He's not prototypical when it comes to height, but he has, super long arms and is super explosive. And we noticed that. We knew that would make up for it. Came out of high school very, developed, probably a little more developed than most high school defense line. Coach Payne did an excellent job with him, although he played a lot of positions. He had some, above average or advanced, techniques that probably most high school kids didn't have. But I say the thing that he has advantage-wise, he's not very tall, but he has almost a 7-foot wingspan. He has extremely long arms, and that always helped with his leverage because people couldn't get to his body, even taller guys, because of his arm length, had a hard time blocking him. So that he was able to use that to his advantage. So that was one of the reasons he was, so hard to block and was able to hold his own, so early in his career.
Most recruits came to Texas because of the rich tradition of the limelight. Puna came to Texas to take his game to the next gear. His humble nature did wonders for him as he began his tenure as a Longhorn. He was mentored by junior Malcolm Brown, who taught Puna what it took to succeed at the grueling and demanding league of the Big 12.
Puna, if you know him, he's a very humble, kid. He doesn't say much. He's one of those young men that's, always going to, learn from people before he jumps out there and tries to do something on his own. He had a great mentor when he first got to Texas. He was, he was a little, shy at first just because he was coming to a place he had never been. He didn't know a lot of the kids that were, obviously from the state of Texas and a tradition-rich place where high school football players are, they're celebrated like celebrities there. So he came in, like I said, he was humble, and his mentor was Malcolm Brown, who was an all-conference player, first-round draft pick. He kind of took Puna under his wing And, you know, as Puna, like we just said, does well, he saw, you know, the things that Malcolm were able to do. He tried to emulate him. So he had a great mentor. So by the time Malcolm went to the NFL, you know, Puna was ready to step in because he kind of followed in his footsteps. He was raised, you know, in home with his grandma, hardworking people, you know, down there. So I think that's all he knew growing up. And that carried over into the, you know, football field. He's a high effort guy. He's going to give you everything he has. And then you mix that with someone with his ability. I think that's why he's been able to have the career that he has so far. But I think that always starts with, you know, how he was raised in his home. And like I said, I'm always going to point to grandma because she did an unbelievable job with him in raising him, teaching him the right values and teaching him to appreciate the opportunities that are, you know, given. And I think he plays like football is an opportunity. It's not a given, but it's a gift. And I think that's how he lives his life and that's how he plays the game.
Puna's coaches saw the young defensive tackle as a three-technique player, an interior lineman whose job it is to penetrate the gap between the guard and the tackle. Rotating in with his mentor Brown, Puna became a near unblockable force at the heart of the line, turning into a staple for an up-and-coming Longhorn defense.
He was mainly what we call the three technique. So he played over a guard. He was a tackle for us. And like I said, that was kind of, he rotated in some with Malcolm Brown as a true freshman. So he was always one of the interior D linemen closest to the center and was disruptive from the first time we got a chance to you know, get him on the field. And you could see he had a bright future from the beginning. But he played there throughout his whole career where he played either nose or a nose tackle or played the three technique tackle that was over the guard. You have to be a high level player to come out of high school to even have an opportunity to play as a freshman, much less to be, you know, a rotational guy, end up starting as a sophomore. So, you know, that kudos to him. You know, that shows his work ethic, his determination. But, you know, there's always, you know, a little bit of luck involved. We had some defections in that position. So we had to throw him, you know, into the fire a little earlier, but he was able to, you know, step up and meet that challenge also. So, you know, it's very, very difficult when you're talking about playing high level football and being able to jump in and be a productive player, not just play, but be a productive player at that level. It says a lot about him as a football player.
The Big 12 is one of the most prestigious leagues in the country. There was no guarantee at all that Puna's explosiveness and athletic abilities at the high school level would translate to the demanding upper tier of the college game. But Puna surprised all the naysayers and shined immediately when he received the opportunity. Puna made his first college appearance against Kansas in 2014 and saw action in 9 games, including in the Texas Bowl against Arkansas. After committing himself in the weight room and on the practice field to elevate his game further, Puna earned himself a spot in the starting lineup at the beginning of 2015. On a Saturday afternoon at the Cotton Bowl, he made his mark and delivered a breakout performance in the biggest game of the season, the Red River Rivalry. The Longhorns came in just 1-4 on the year and were looking for a season-altering victory against rival Oklahoma. With everything to prove and the college football world watching, Puna Ford became a Texas star.
I think the thing that impressed us the most when he first got there, like I said, you always worried about the size when he gets swallowed up with those size offensive linemen that he would go against in the Big 12. And from day one, you realize he could hold his own. The explosiveness, the quickness, you know, all that was going to, you know, obviously be a benefit to him and be able to help him play. But we worried about, you know, once he locked up one-on-one with a 330-pound offensive lineman, a 6'5", 6'6", offensive lineman, would he be able to hold his own? And from the minute he got on campus, that was something he did very, very well. So we were thrilled with that. So, yeah, that was something that we thought he would develop as time went on. But from the first time he got on campus, he could really anchor the run, which was, like I said, a bonus for us because we knew he had some explosiveness and had that athleticism that was rare for his position. And the one particular game I would say that stood out where we knew he had a chance to be special was the Red River Rivalry when we were going against Oklahoma. We were in a pretty desperate time. It was our second year at Texas, so I think it was 2015. And we ended up upsetting Oklahoma in that Red River rivalry. And he had a really, really good game. I think he had a sack, a tackle for loss, and was disruptive the whole time. And that was when we really knew, you know, he was taking that next step and had a chance to be a, you know, a superstar in that league.
Some players know how to show up in the game's biggest moments. And like he always did at Hilton Head High, Puna Ford was there to deliver the big play. With his Longhorns clinging to a one-possession lead in the final game of his sophomore year against Baylor, Ford stripped the ball and secured the fumble recovery to lock down the team's victory. His junior year in 2016 was more of the same. Starting all 12 games on the defensive line, Puna was an unsolvable problem for opposing offensive lines, finishing the season with 54 tackles, including 5.5 for loss. Whether it was stuffing the run up the middle, using his explosiveness and lateral movement to make a play, or showcasing his extraordinary above-and-beyond effort to block a field goal, Puna truly did it all.
I think he was able to master some pass rush techniques. He was, you know, obviously understood the game a little bit more as far as how to take on double teams and when to, you know, go underneath blocks, slip a block instead of staying outside. There are several nuances to playing inside that it just takes experience, and you could see him, you know, really evolve into, you know, like I said, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, D lineman of the Year, because of the way he played the game, because he was able to progress and understood when he had to, you know, fully do his assignment and, you know, take on blocks to help someone else, or when he was able to kind of slip a block, run underneath and go make a tackle, because he knew, you know, he had the opportunity to do that and it wouldn't affect the defense. So you could see him evolve and really play the game from the mental aspect by his senior year. With interior guys, the one thing that most interior D tackles lack is mobility. Most of those guys are bigger guys, kind of, you know, anchor parts of the defense, but they don't move very well laterally. And with Puna in the, you know, you're able to run stunts where you can send your outside defensive ends in, and he can loop around to contain, and you don't feel like it's going to be a mismatch versus a mobile quarterback because of his mobility. So he really opened up the playbook, you know, for us, because we knew he didn't lack the foot speed to be able to contain the quarterback on certain outside plays. So he really helped us out and really helped us to be very multiple because of his athleticism and his ability to move almost like a linebacker.
His many accomplishments on and off the field for the Texas program earned him the privilege of becoming team captain for his senior season. Just a few years ago, he was learning under the mentorship of Malcolm Brown. Now he was the one taking the reins of the defensive line, and when he used his nonstop motor and dedication to make phenomenal plays all over the field, his teammates were watching.
He's a leader by example. Like we said, he's never going to be the guy who stands up and speaks to the team, but because of his work ethic, because of his humbleness, I think that was his best leadership trait, because the kids knew he played so hard and it mattered so much to him. So he was a leader by example more than he ever was, you know, a vocal leader, but the kids respected him and, you know, they followed him because they knew, you know, just because of the way that he played the game and the way he carried himself, he cared about, you know, Texas football, and he'd be a great role model for him.
He proved his captaincy honor right away in the opener against Maryland and helped do something Texas hadn't accomplished since 2002. As the Terps set up for a field goal, Puna had other plans, and he swatted the attempt down. Then Holton Hill picked it up and returned it the other way for an improbable 65-yard touchdown.
That's just him. I mean, when most people, you know, take that play as it's a given, he's going to go, they're going to go, you know, kick a field goal, kick an extra point. He's always going to be the guy that never takes a play off. He's going to give max effort. And that happens, you know, when you're blocking a field goal, extra point, that usually means you're giving a little bit more effort than the person that you're going against.
The Texas Longhorns may have come up short in that game against Maryland, but they knew they could rely on the senior at any time for a game-changing play. He nearly willed the defense to an incredible upset over USC, making 4 tackles and holding a dominant Trojan rushing attack to just 1.9 yards per carry. With Puna at the forefront, Texas' defensive line surged to another level in the 2017 season and helped the Longhorns to a bowl game appearance. In his final home game in orange and white uniform, Ford made an unbelievable final act at Texas Memorial Stadium, making three tackles, two stops for a loss, and a sack against Texas Tech. Then he finished his career off with a victory in the Texas Bowl. His last game was an encapsulation of the amazing skill sets he developed to wow his coaches and fans in the Lone Star State, serving as an unblockable force in the line to lead his team to a 33-16 bowl game win. The young man from Hilton Island, who everyone thought was just a little too short, became a phenom at the biggest level of the college game. It was a brilliant senior season from start to finish, and in late November of 2017, Puna Ford was awarded with the conference's most prestigious honor at his position, the Big 12 Defensive Lineman of the Year. For his incredible talent playing and play out and this nonstop commitment and drive that he had to make himself and his team better, Puna Ford became a star at the level so many thought he had no business playing. Ford left the University of Texas undoubtedly as one of the most talented and hardworking to ever come through the program.
I'm just happy for him. You know how it started for him. You know how many people doubted his ability to be successful in college because of his height. So when you see that happen, you feel so happy for, you know, the individual, because you knew what he had to overcome, you know, as far as, you know, the obstacles, because people doubted his ability. But he never gave up on himself, and he always played the game the right way and never really listened to people that told him he should move to a different position or he was never going to play at the University of Texas. So, you know, it's I was proud for him. For myself, I kind of always knew he had a chance to be a special player. So, you know, it wasn't any validation on my end because I knew he had a chance to be very good. But I was just so happy for him and his family, because that's a big-time honor that no one could ever take away from him.
His football career could have easily ended after the final whistle blew in Texas, but the young man from Hilton Island knew he had still so much more to prove. In fact, Puna Ford's journey as a football player was only just getting started.
Always bet on yourself. You that's the biggest thing. No matter what the outside world tells you about yourself, and you know how much they're going to poke holes into what you're going to do, because you might not be the prototypical, you know, person for whatever job they think it is. Just bet on yourself, believe in yourself. And if you do that, you're going to be successful. You know, that one great thing about Puna, just if the story ended, you know, with him getting to the University of Texas, that's a great accomplishment. Coming from Hilton Head, South Carolina, getting to play at a major university, but he didn't stop there. He went on to be, you know, Big 12 Defensive Lineman of the Year. And, you know, the story would have been great at the end of that also. But he knew he had more in him, and knew even with the doubt that people had about him, you know, he just let that fuel him again. And obviously that book is still getting, you know, written. There's more chapters getting added to it, which just keeps adding to, you know, how special of a young man that he is.
Thank you to Brian John Marie for his help making this podcast possible. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune back in next week for the final episode of the Loco Look Back Puna Ford series, when we talk to Michael Sean Duger, who covers the Seattle Seahawks for The Athletic. Until next time, go Loco!